So we will go back and I'm gonna redo yesterday, and we'll do the entire topic. So the learning today should be Eskosi Lenishmas Adir and also Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Emor Chaim Menachem Ben Zion, and it should be Eskos for Fur Shleim of Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka Chaim Da Ben Menorachol Chanaliyah Bashen Derachol Nabadati Ben Peril, as well as Eskos for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we're talking about causing the lips of someone who is Nifter to move. He says like this on page 541, Doyev Sifse Yeshenim, causing the lips of those that passed on to move, Pershu Chazal, Shakol Tamad Chacham Sha'im Dvar Torah Mishmoy Ba'il Mazes, Sifse Yisav Doyev Vais. So this is Gemara. Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says that whenever someone says over a Shtikl Torah from someone who passed on, that person who you're quoting, his lips move in the grave. And that's not a bad thing. It's a very good thing. And there is a certain pleasure of an achas and comfort, and like drinking this type of condita wine, a very special flavored wine. Now, if only for this, if this was the only factor, so it would behoove anyone who God gave knowledge, so that they should publish Svarim, write Svarim, if you have the ability to do so, to allow for the growth of people. So you want to inspire other people. You're not going to live forever. So you put your thoughts down on paper, and that will ultimately inspire people. And then you'll get a benefit also that essentially ensuring that you're going to get this char and you're going to get this hana down the road, as long as the world continues to, as long as you're laying in the ground. Now, this is a special hana that is given only to people that have their Sfarim read, right? That you're learning the Torah, not necessarily Sfarim read, but rather their Torah is being passed on. But obviously, if it's not written down, it's unlikely that it's going to remain. And so you have Chazal, you have many Talmidei Chacham and many Tzaddikim from previous generations. Yesterday I quoted, for example, Rashi, the Rambam. But you have from every dor, you have people that wrote down in their Sfarim are being learned. You have a Mishneh Berurah. You have even sometimes you have like a Pele Yoyis, right, which is not necessarily a very frequently used sefer, but it's learned. So right now we're learning the words of the Pele Yoyis. The Pele Yoyis' lips are moving, and we're creating Hanah for him. So we are gaining, we are learning Musar. And he's gaining in that he's getting Daivavais Sifse Yeshena. Chesed Shalemes, he says, this is a true chesed, sheyuchal Adam Lasis in a tzaddikim, that a person could do with a tzaddik, likdoishim Hashem ba'aretz chalkim, for the people who are dead, lying in the ground, who their chelek is really one of life. Lilmoy Devrehem, to study their words, meaning to cause that their lips will move in the grave, uschusim tehele magim, and in turn, their schus will be a shield and a mugging, a tzina rather. Tzina is like a buckle, like something that holds your armor together for those who study Torah. And here's the story that I couldn't figure out yesterday, but essentially the story was the following. There was a pogrom taking place. And Rav Moshe Alshich came back to life and revealed himself. And he rescued somebody. So there was somebody who was about to be taken down. He was about to be murdered as part of a pogrom. And because he used to learn the Alshech Svarim. And so the Alshech literally came to his rescue by saving him from the pogrom. And because he had brought this Nachas Ruach to the Alshech all these many years by learning his Svarim. And he says, you want to know what's even a level higher than just quoting, is defending. If someone is asking kashas and you defend a tzaddik, you defend their works, so then this is considered even more important. I am b'sefer from Magid Meisharim Shegilu, where it was revealed the Marn Beis Yosef to the Beis Yosef Zechron Levracha. The Beis Yosef was defending the Rambam because I mentioned yesterday, the Rambam did not quote sources. And the Rambam, one of the things that he wrote that people in his time misunderstood was that the Rambam wrote that if you have my sefer, meaning Mishneh Torah, you won't need to use any other sefer. Now, they mistook that to mean that you don't need to learn Gemara, which is not what the Rambam said. The Rambam said that if you need to paskin and you're an Am Haaretz and you're in a bind, you won't need to look anywhere else. It's like I say lahavdil only because we're talking about the Rambam, and I'm going to compare in a minute to the Mishnah Berurah, two different levels. That's the only reason I say lahavdil. But for example, you open up a Mishnah Berurah, you open up a Shmiras Shabbos Kehilcha, so you know what to do. I don't have time to go and open up a Masechta Shabbos Mishnayos and then do the Gemara and then look at the Rishonim and then come all the way down to the Mishnah Berurah, which is really the right way it's supposed to be done. But I don't have time to do that, and most of the time I don't have the capabilities to do that. So that's why. So that's what the Rambam meant. Now you had the Beis Yosef was trying to defend the Rambam. What did he do? He went in the Torah, which also quoted some of the same shittas that were held by the Rambam, and he sourced these shittas of the Torah. The Torah did source himself. Unlike the Torah did the same thing the Rambam did. The Torah also wrote a very concise, this is what you do, the Torah, Abra Torah, this is what you do, and this is how you live your life. But the Torah sourced himself, unlike the Rambam, and so that was easier for people to digest. But the Beis Yosef sort of found a middle ground between what the Torah and the Rambam did, and what his father, the Rosh, and what the Rif did, where they followed the Gemara point by point and wrote the Maskanas. And he sort of did a middle ground. I was reading this morning. That's why it's sort of fresh in my head. So the Beis Yosef now had the special schos that he sourced the Rambam, and he made the Rambam now more accepted by people, because people said, oh, now I know where the Rambam's coming from. Now I, feel more authoritative paskening that way. And so because he was a Melitz in this world for the Rambam was a Melitz Yosha for him in Shemayim. Ube'ez pekudasai, and at the time that he was leaving this world, hayanafik la'apeh, the Rambam came out to greet him. Imagine that. Beis Yosef is leaving this world, and the Rambam is coming to greet him and lead him into the next world. Similar idea in the Sefer Megiddo Shlaimei, because he worked very hard to answer Tosfos' questions on Rashi. Rashi came to escort him. So even more than quoting is defending. If you go and you defend and you try to be matzdik, the pshat of what someone wrote, so then they are a melitz for you in the next world, and potentially you might even be zoiche to be accompanied by them into the next world. He says, this being the case, how rewarding it is to learn Tanoim and Amoraim and Rishonim and Gaonim and Achronim and answer up their words, because that schus is going to break barriers for you. It would be good for a person to learn from all svarim. Every single one is valuable. There's a special chiyuv that falls on descendants. If you are a descendant of someone who was a mechaber svarim, you have a special chiyuv to go and learn those svarim, and you're sort of responsible. You're given the task. That you sort of got to defend. So if you come from the Rambam, then it's your obligation in this world when people have kashas on the Rambam to try to go in for effort. If you're a descendant of Rashi, then you have an obligation to go and try to answer up. Do what the Pnei Yeshua does, try to answer up Tosfos kasha on Rashi. That's your obligation. It's fitting for the children to care for their parents and sort of feed them these delicacies. And they in turn will care for their descendants, meaning you advocate for them on this world, they'll advocate for you in the next world. And he says there's another level. When there's a Talmid Chacham that passed away, and there's someone, it's really anyone who is a Talmid Chacham who passes away in a shul. To learn his teachings, to sing his songs, whatever contribution this person made to shul, for you to perpetuate that memory and to repeat his sayings, his songs, his gemilas chasadim. Through this, his merit will continue to protect them. Right. So we learn every day. Baruch Hashem, we learn, and we have in mind that it should be a schus for Luzi, and we're hopefully quoting some of the things that Luzi said. And our hope, what he's saying here, is that Luzi should be a Melitz Yosha for us in Shemayim, and David, even more so, your father that we learn, Ilan Nishmas, he should also be a Melitz Yosha for us. But But more importantly, and more specifically for your family, should be a Melech Yosher and Shemayim for your family. And this should be a schus. We should be zoicha to the ultimate geula shleima b'mehar v'yameinu.